Hello, and welcome to FreePod. I'm Alan Wenzel.
And I'm Lynn Fever.
Happy New Year, Lynn.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
This is not just the first episode of the new year, but it's also the first episode of a new period in FreePod's history.
So before we begin with this week's stories, we'd like to inform you all about some important changes happening behind the scenes here at FreePod.
For the last 2 years, we have enjoyed bringing you the news that you've been missing, and we hope that you've enjoyed having this resource for our community.
But as we look ahead, we recognize that FreePod can and should be more.
FreePod aims to expand both our editorial focus and our coverage area in the coming months and years. Therefore, we are instituting a change in our editorial leadership.
The new editorial leadership comes from Jim Yeager. Jim is currently an instructor and the director of mass communication at Highland Community College. Although Highland has been producing FreePod episodes for the past 2 years, this new role for Jim is outside of his normal college responsibilities and does not indicate a change in FreePod's relationship with the college.
Jim is taking on this FreePod editorial role because of his journalistic interests and because of his educational and professional experience in journalism, including working for the Rockford Register-Star, Northern Star Radio in DeKalb, WTVO, and WREX.
All of us here at FreePod are excited for the opportunities that lie ahead. And while we are hopeful that our new approach will bring in new listeners, we vow to never lose sight of the philosophy and journalistic values that we started with.
And so with that, here's the news that you've been missing.
The Freeport Police Department has announced the hiring of Dr. Jacqueline B. Frosto as the new police chief for the city. Dr. Frosto comes to Freeport after serving more than 25 years in the Chicago Police Department. During her tenure there, she served in leadership roles including field services, analytical assessment operations, and research and development. Along with her work at the police department, the city of Freeport also noted Frosto's experience as an adjunct faculty member teaching criminal justice, business, and information technology. Frosto comes to the position after the previous chief of police, Chris Schenberger, announced his retirement back in October, and she will be sworn in at the Freeport City Council meeting on January 5th.
Starting today, hundreds of new statutes take effect in the state of Illinois. Some noteworthy new laws include allowing pharmacists to dispense contraceptives, requiring insurance companies to cover brand-name drugs when generics are unavailable due to shortages, prohibiting the discriminatory use of AI in employment, and allowing 7th and 8th grade students to enroll in high school-level courses for credit. Other new laws will guarantee public education access to all students regardless of immigration status, will strengthen requirements for firearms to be placed in secure, locked containers when they are located in areas where children could access them, requiring gun owners to report a firearm stolen within 48 hours instead of the previous 72 hours, making cocktails to go permanent in the state, and finally, House Bill 4439 will officially name the soybean as the official state bean of Illinois.
In more statewide news, Governor J.B. Pritzker is being sued by the Department of Justice over new laws in Illinois that prevent civil arrests at and around courthouses and also require hospitals, daycare centers, and public universities to have procedures for handling civil immigration operations. The Justice Department is arguing that these state laws violate the U.S. Constitution and, quote, threaten the safety of federal officers, close quote. As part of these laws, any individual who was unlawfully arrested while attempting to attend a court proceeding could be eligible for up to $10,000 in damages. The lawsuit comes in the wake of Operation Midway Blitz, an action undertaken by the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement in the Chicago area that resulted in more than 4,000 arrests.
The Illinois Department of Transportation is stepping up efforts for drivers to drive sober or get pulled over. And to do so, the Illinois State Police and more than 200 law enforcement agencies are stepping up roadway safety efforts. These efforts will see an increase in patrols of rural areas, neighborhood streets, and major highways throughout the holiday season. The nationwide campaign encourages drivers to plan ahead before outings, including choosing a designated driver, using rideshare services, and making sure that no one who is impaired gets behind the wheel. State leaders say taking these precautions can help prevent crashes and ensure the holidays remain safe for everyone traveling.
The Senior Resource Center announces a record-breaking year for its Medicare Open Enrollment Program. In 2025, staff and volunteers helped local older adults save more than $1 million on prescription drug plans. Each fall, the Senior Resource Center offers free, unbiased Medicare counseling to help older adults review their coverage and select plans that best meet their health care and financial needs. Through one-on-one assistance, the center's trained staff and volunteers compare prescription drug plans, identify cost-saving options, and ensure that participants understand their choices. The Medicare Open Enrollment Program serves hundreds of older adults each year and is offered at no cost. Center counselors are trained to provide objective information, ensuring participants receive the assistance that's in their best interests, not tied to insurance companies or sales commissions. The center's executive director, Amanda Favor, says, "The level of savings we achieved this year is a testament to the importance of this service. Older adults deserve clear, compassionate support when navigating complex healthcare decisions, and our team is committed to delivering that help year after year," close quote. The Senior Resource Center extends its sincere appreciation to the volunteers whose service and expertise made this record-breaking year possible.
A local lawmaker has earned a prestigious title. House Minority Leader and Representative for the 89th District, Tony McCombie, was recently named the most effective Republican lawmaker in the Illinois House. The designation comes from the Center for Effective Lawmaking, a nonpartisan think tank comprised of members from Vanderbilt University and the University of Virginia. According to the report, Minority Leader McCombie introduced 426 bills in the 103rd General Assembly, with 398 receiving action in committee, 387 received action beyond committee, 6 passed the House, and 5 ultimately became law. McCombie, a Savannah native, represents a district covering Carroll, Joe Davis, DeKalb, Ogle Stevenson, and Winnebago counties.
Tragic news came for the Freeport Pretzels wrestling community. Freeport alum and outstanding wrestler Jacob Reddington passed away unexpectedly on the campus of Cornell College in Iowa. Reddington, a 2023 graduate of Freeport High School, was studying to become an elementary school teacher, a passion that was fueled while still in high school when he served as a student teacher at Blackhawk Elementary during his junior and senior years. His love for teaching, coaching, and mentoring was furthered during the past two summers working as a mentor for the Upward Bound program at Highland Community College. Above all, Reddington loved wrestling and was good at it. Named the 2023 Athlete of the Year at FHS, a two-time IESA state qualifier, three-time IHSA state qualifier, and 2019 Illinois freestyle champion for the state. No cause of death has been released at this time, and a memorial fund in Reddington's name has been established. You can find a link to that in the print version of today's episode.
The Business Academy for Small Businesses and Entrepreneurs, or Basecamp, has opened its registration for 2026. The camp, offered by the Greater Freeport Partnership, is designed to equip aspiring entrepreneurs and small business owners with the essential knowledge and skills needed to succeed in today's competitive market. Now in its third year, Basecamp consists of 6 evening classes spread over 12 weeks and starts on January 20th. Registration for the full slate of classes is $200, but participants are allowed to take just some of the classes for $50 each. Scholarships are available for those who demonstrate a need. Participants who complete a full series of classes are eligible to participate in the business pitch competition, with $3,500 up for grabs for participants to help grow their business. Classes will be held at the Greater Freeport Partnership office located at 110 West Main Street in Freeport. For more information or to register, you can visit the link provided in the print version of this story on our website.
Looking to get fit in 2026? FHN is here to help. FHN has announced their Get Fit 2026 program, which begins January 18th and runs through April 11th. This free wellness program is designed to help participants have fun, get active, and work toward their best you. You can take part in the program individually or with three others as a team, and prizes will be awarded to both the top three individuals and the top three teams at the end of the program. To be eligible for prizes, participants must attend one of the free kickoff health screenings, as well as another follow-up screening at the end of the program. The kickoff screenings are on either January 13th from 3 to 6 p.m. or January 17th from 8 to 11. Points are awarded on the basis of progress made from January to April in lowering body mass index, decreasing weight, and overall cholesterol levels. Points will also be given for tracking healthy habits, completing quizzes, and attending Get Fit events. Registration comes with a list of local fitness organizations providing free trial memberships for the 2026 Get Fit program. For more information or to register, visit the link in the print version of this episode on our website.
A new invasive species of weed has been found in a cornfield in Stevenson County. The Asian copperleaf is a summer annual that reproduces only by seed and is typically observed during corn harvest, but can also be identified around the time of soybean planting. Asian copperleaf is closely related to native species of plants commonly found in grassy and wooded areas, but this invasive variety poses a risk by its ability to spread quickly and choke out native plant life. To identify Asian copperleaf, botanists say to look at the leafy tissue under the flowers. If it looks like a heart or egg with a pointed tip, it is likely the Asian copperleaf. If you think you might have Asian copperleaf in your field, contact Catherine Seabrook with the Illinois Extension Office. Her information, along with an image of the Asian copperleaf, is available in the print version of this story on our website.
Taking down your Christmas tree? The Illinois Department of Natural Resources would like to put it to good use. Fishery biologists are collecting live Christmas trees to be used as fish habitat in Lake Leocona and Lena. Collected trees will be bundled together, weighted, and submerged in the lake, providing critical habitat for multiple fish species and promoting algae growth for insects that attract fish for anglers. Donated trees should be free of stands, lights, ornaments, and tinsel. No wreaths or garlands will be accepted. Tree drop-off is already underway and runs through January 11th. Simply head over to Lake Leocona during regular park hours and follow the signs to the drop-off location.
There's more to pollination than just bees. Learn about some of the other pollinators this Tuesday, January 6th, at St. John's United Church of Christ, as Angela Morehouse gives a presentation on the Pollinator Photo Survey Project for the Northwest Illinois Bird Nature Alliance. Morehouse has worked for 29 years as a field representative for the Illinois Nature Preserves Commission. And since 2018, she has been conducting photography surveys of flower-visiting insects on 30 protected preserves in West Central Illinois. In 2023, Morehouse also published Flower Bugs, a field guide for identifying flower-visiting true bugs. The presentation on Tuesday will also give tips on how to identify and find the so-called true bugs, such as stink bugs, assassin bugs, plant bugs, and more. Morehouse's presentation begins at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, January 6th at the St. John's United Church of Christ in Freeport.
And calling all hoopers! The Family YMCA of Northwest Illinois has announced the new co-ed adult basketball league. The league will run on Sunday nights for 7 weeks from January 11th to February 22nd, skipping Super Bowl Sunday. Registration is $750 per team for non-members, but if your team captain is a YMCA member, registration is only $650 for the team. You can register in person or online. For more information or to register a team, visit the print version of this story on our website.
Before we close out this week's podcast, we remind you to check out the special weekly interview we posted this past Tuesday. FreePod hosts Tim and Becky Connors sat down with me as we all looked back at some of the highlights from the interviews we conducted in 2025. This coming Tuesday, Tim Connors sits down with Mike Martin from Mort's Barn Grill. Mort's has been a downtown Freeport institution for decades, and Mike has been intimately involved with the revitalization efforts happening downtown. That interview will be available starting at noon on Tuesday, January 6th. You can find it on our website, www.freepod.org, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'd also like to thank our community liaisons and reporters for providing pivotal content for our program. Thank also our partners at WNIJ and DeKalb for helping us share FreePod with a larger community, and the Mass Communication Department at Highland Community College for producing this podcast.
As always, please like us on Facebook, subscribe on the podcast platform of your choice, and share FreePod with your friends. If you'd like to make a tax-deductible contribution to support local news content, please visit our website at www.freepod.org.
And this has been FreePod. Thank you for listening.